Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, I hope you all are getting ready for getting that turkey in the oven in 24 hours, that collard greens, that potato salad, candy yam, sweet potato pie, mac and cheese, all that good stuff. I hope that you all are getting it ready for your family and friends. Well, I am doing just the opposite this year. I am not cooking. This is my first year that I'm not going to be cooking anything other than one carrot cake. I am attending my Thanksgiving holiday with my nieces. I have, I think, about five nieces here, and they're all getting together, and they're cooking together, and me and my family, we are coming, and I am going to be bringing a carrot cake, and my daughter will be making a broccoli casserole. So I just don't feel like doing all that cooking this year. So I am going to eat at someone else's house. And even when I go to my sister's in South Carolina, I make all the desserts. So, and that's a lot of cooking as well, making all the different desserts. But this year I'm doing a little bit different, just sort of relaxing and enjoying everybody else's food. And my favorite carrot cake that everybody loves, so wherever I go, I always have to bring a carrot cake. Can't go to South Carolina without one. So I'm making sure that I'm making everybody happy with by making their favorite, my favorite carrot cake. So I know you have a favorite out there that you're bringing if you're not doing any cooking as well. Well, this is Mary Hollis, your host, and thank you so much for joining us on our talk show, Ministry Embracing Widows, the Next Chapter. And the purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture reads, honor widows that are widows indeed. 1 Timothy 5:3. And just know that scripture is very meaningful. Honor widows that are widows indeed. That we are special in God's sight. And he wants everyone to always be mindful and take care of the widows and their orphans. So just knowing that God will take care of you through all of this emotional roller coaster ride through grief. Tonight I'm going to give you some tips about surviving the holiday. This is a very difficult time for you to go through, Thanksgiving and Christmas. But I'm going to give you some tips surviving the holiday. But before I give you the tips, I would like to give you an inspirational message that I read from Joel Osteen months and months ago. And as I was going over my paperwork, I thought this would be a good one to go over tonight. And then I'll get into the tips in dealing with the surviving holidays. Well, the title of this message, and first let me read the scripture. The scripture is coming from Jeremiah 49:14. It says, I have heard a report from the Lord, and I am going to give you that message that the Lord has inspired me to come up with this tonight. Every day we have reports from the news, our experiences, our friends and family, and many other sources. We also get reports from the word of the Lord, which oftentimes contradict what everyone else is saying. That when we have a choice to make, do we believe that we hear in the natural, or do we believe in the report of the Lord? We serve a supernatural God. Just because we don't see a way doesn't mean that he doesn't have a way. God can bring one opportunity across your path that will thrust you to a new level. He has explosive blessing that can blast you out of debt and into a place of abundance. What you are facing today may be impossible to man, but with God, all things are possible. Just like when Donald Trump won the election, president election the other day, we must not forget who's in control. Our Almighty God is in control. Man is not. God can change people's mind, just like he changed Pharaoh's mind to let his people go. That same thing can happen to Donald Trump. So we must believe and pray and ask God to let his will be done. Choose today to believe the report of the Lord. Stand strong no matter what is going on around you, knowing that God has a plan to lead you into victory in every area of your life. He can also make miraculous healing, better decision making, great opportunity, release strong holds, bringing siblings closer together, and also forgiveness. He can make all of those things happening and also comfort you during this time in your life, and helping you get through the grieving process. He will give you resources and people and family members that will help you get through that. First, we must always learn how to praise God. We should always bless him. Scripture 34:1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continue to be in my mouth. That is something that we should always do, praise our Heavenly Father. So just knowing that he is able to do the impossible, And now I would like to give you some tips for surviving the holiday. I did a short workshop on surviving the holiday on this past Saturday at a monthly meeting. I am a facilitator of the Grief Share, and Grief Share is a nonprofit organization that partnership with other religious organizations to help you through the grief process. They are there to help you, to walk with you along the most difficult experience in your life. And you don't have to go through the grief process alone. The next chapter is here to help you, as well as Grief Share. Grief Share has many different programs that churches are involved with. There also is a 13-week session that they have as well. And if you go on the griefshare.org website, you will be able to find a church in your area that you can attend these 13-week sessions. And also they have several surviving a holiday workshop that's in your areas also. Now, I attend the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church, and we are having one December 3rd from 10 to 12 p.m. And anyone is welcome. You don't have to be a member of the Grove, the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. You can attend. We will have professional counselor on hand, and also we have a counselor that will be on hand for children. And just knowing that if you have lost a spouse, your children, if you have children, those children are going through the same type of grief process as well. They go through it a little bit different than you will. Sometimes they're holding in and don't even express what they're feeling, but they seem to express it around their peers and their friends. Also, their grandkids. So just knowing that you are not the only one that will be going through the emotional roller coaster ride through grief. Your family, your children, your grandkids also will be experiencing some sort of emotional problem as well. So don't forget them. Just know that they will be going through those emotional problem as well. A couple of the tips that I want to go through is holiday tradition. Experiencing the difficulty in buying and opening gifts. Well, let me tell you a short story about my experience, the first Christmas that I experienced with my husband, the loss of my husband. My husband had a way of always buying things in bulk, and also he also liked to shop and buy things, and I didn't even know about it half the time. But after 6 months of my 6 months after he passed, I discovered that I went into the closet to start taking his clothes out after 6 months, and there were bags of toys that he had already bought for the children. The kids were babies, 4 years old and 10 months. But at that time, my son was getting close to 1 year old, yeah. But to know that their dad had already to receive presents from their dad, even though their dad was gone, that was very special. But I advise you to also, all of those good memories that you, when your husband was here, the things that you did that you enjoyed, do some of those things again. Get those trees out and decorate them and cook the special dish that he loves. You all can enjoy them. But do things that will make you smile and remember, have good memories. Anything that he did during the holiday that you enjoyed, do some of those things. And just like I mentioned, the next thing is children grieve too. And sometimes we forget that even though they're small, they miss their loved one as well. So they might behave at school differently because they know that they miss their father, grandfather, or whatever loss it is. Just remember that they grieve too. The next tip is suicidal thoughts. If you ever start feeling that you are feeling suicidal, please call 911 or 1-800-SUICIDE. And call someone that you know. Do not follow through with that act. Make sure that you contact someone. In Isaiah 41:13, it states, "For I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and say to you, do not fear, I will be with you." That is so important to believe that you can survive. Do this. And God will take care of you. He will take care. He will uphold his right hand and make sure that you're going to be all right. Never stop cherishing good memories. That helps a whole lot, getting through this time in your life, especially the holidays. Another tip is, plan your holiday. Scale back on activity that you participate. You don't have to always say yes to everyone. You can say no sometimes too. If you get invited somewhere, if you don't feel like, you don't have to go. Don't think that you have to always say yes. But it's important that you be around friends and family and don't be alone. Because your family and friends are there just to support you and help you to get through this time in your life. And if you feel like crying, don't think that you are weak or whatever when you cry. Cry until the tears dries up. Because it is healthy to cry. Let it all out. So don't think that you're crying too much. It's okay. In time, you'll see that the tears will dry up. Continue to pray and believe in God about your feelings, trusting him and believing in him, and knowing that he will get you through. He will never leave you or forsake you. God knows you inside and out. He knows that what you're struggling with, your fears and feelings, and he expects you to be anyone other than yourself. In Genesis 1:27 says, "You were created in his image. You know his likeness as you walk with him through the grief process. The closer you walk with him, the more you will be with him, moving in his peace and hope." And the most important thing that you must do, have a relationship with God. If you don't have a relationship with God, you need to get closer to him because he's the one that's going to get you through this. Your friends and family will, yes, help you and walk with you. But if you have a relationship with Jesus, he will certainly get you through this process of grief in your life. He promised you he will never leave you or forsake you. Now, you can also visit griefship.org. They have a daily email that you can prescribe to, and it's very therapeutical because if you, it seems like every time you read it each day, they have 365 days of daily emails, and it seems like when you read it, they're talking to you personally. So if you have a computer, sign on to www.griefshare.org/daily email. It is so important that you find resources that will help you through this time in your life. And these emails are is definitely one of them. And another one is Joel Osteen. He has some very encouraging encouraging message as well. And last but least, another resource. We now have written a book. And the name of our book is A Widow's Touch. And you can purchase this book on Amazon.com. Or you can also call the ministry itself and order and get one from us if you're in the nearby area where it'll be a little bit cheaper for you because when you go to Amazon.com, you have to pay shipping and handling. But you choose what which way that you want to purchase it. But it's a wonderful book. 26 widows have poured their hearts out and told, given their true stories and their journey of grief. And it will be very rewarding. The price on the book is $15. And just know that it will be a blessing to you or others. If you know someone else, you can purchase it. It will be a great Christmas gift for someone. So just know that there are so many resources out there to help you to get through your this time in your life, especially this holiday, Thanksgiving and Christmas. So the best, one of the best things that you can do right now is to purchase A Widow's Touch, 26 true stories of encouragement and healing, and you will be truly blessed. So just knowing that there are resources, the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, our new book, you can go to GriefShare. So there are so many, there are things that will help you. And being around other widows that are going through these different emotional changes right now, or have gone through them, it will help you to get through them. You'll understand your feelings and your emotions and things that you're doing that you think that you're going crazy and you question a lot of things that you're doing. You can see that, no, it's not. You're not crazy. It's normal. It's a normal thing. And that is all I have tonight, but I do have some announcements. We will be getting together. Our Christmas get-together is always on the third Saturday of the month, and December is going to be December 17th. Now, I have not made, I am not going to announce where we're going yet. I did speak to a restaurant, but I need to talk with the president of the company so we can make sure we confirm everything, that everything is okay before I make that announcement. I will be announcing at our next show next Tuesday night, and I will be notifying the members through our calling post as well as our by text, our text group. So just knowing that you'll be notified of the location, but it's going to be December 17th at 12 o'clock. And during that time, we want you to turn in your shoeboxes. Wrap those shoeboxes with toiletry items for homeless women and children. for boys and girls. Don't forget to bring your shoeboxes so we can be able to deliver those shoeboxes before Christmas to homeless shelter that we do every year. And that is all we have tonight. And I hope that you will have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Don't eat too much. You can eat as much as you want. But just knowing that after Thanksgiving you might have to do some walking or get to the gym. But have a blessed and safe, you have to travel, have a safe journey to your relatives and friends, and just knowing that God is with you and he will get you through this time in your life. And he will give you that comfort that you need to be able to smile and enjoy. Be blessed and have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. Tune in again next week, same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Good night.
In my direction. Don't prophesy. I said he's